离开香港很久，在英国长大，但是本来不用翻译，我的时间比较多一点。如果你听不懂我说什么，就对着我微笑就可以了，给我一些鼓励啊。好，我要分享就是为什么我要向犹太人传福音，然后我又分享一下就怎么样向犹太人传福音，最后我会说为什么我在这里。好吗 ？OK， 首先我要说为什么我在犹太里边传福音，还有就是有时候我去远东的时候，每一次我给这个单张，我想你在你的 introduction 那个 package pack 里边有这个单张，就是以色列福音差会。每一次说说我去的时候，差不多二十年之前哈，我去的时候，朋友就问我在新加坡、在香港，有时候在台北也有这个问题，问我这个问题啊。他说以色列的天气好吗？只能宣教士，以色列一定很热了。我就告诉他，我不是在以色列，我在英国的伦敦。他就觉得奇怪，你们是以色列福音差会，为什么你在 London？我也不知道，但我见天父的时候，我也有问他这个问题啊。因为我小的时候，我六岁的时候，我妈妈过生，我妈妈过生之后，我爸爸就带我去教会。我十三岁的时候信主，十五岁的时候我就奉献要做以色列的宣教士。我奉献的时候，我是要去以色列，好像四十John the Baptist 四十一约翰一样，在那个中谷里边做宣教士，穿短裤子戴草帽，好像我看那个万灯片里边那些宣教士一样的。我知道你在有笑，希望你知道我做错什么哈。然后，但是我一直心里边一直打算是在以色列的。后来神安排，我在英国读书，我申请以色列福音差会。以色列福音差会就对我说，我希望你留在英国做我们的宣教士。我有一点的感觉到希望 disappointed， 因为我心愿是在以色列的。后来我才知道，原来以色列在那个时候，以色列的犹太人在以色列国外 outside Israel 比在以色列国内 inside Israel the country of Israel 更多的犹太人。现在已经差不多快，以前我去的时候，大部分的犹太人是在 Russia， 在苏联，对不对？苏联给我翻译啊。然后后来最第二，就后来在美国，现在很快很多的犹太人就会在以色列了。但是我自己侍奉的地方 London 是欧洲 Europe 第二大的犹太区，在欧洲最大的犹太区就是巴黎，是最大的。我自己侍奉是很最多的，是第二大的犹太区。当我出去做侍奉的时候，我去找犹太人。我还记得我神学毕业，在香港侍奉，回到英国在犹太人侍奉之后，我在Heathrow Airport， 就是西斯路机场哈，去看找犹太人。人家告诉我，犹太人的鼻子很高很大了，你等一下可以看这一个哈。然后我就在Heathrow Airport 看谁是犹太人。怎么说，每个人的鼻子给我有中国人的鼻子又大又长，所以我就 panic 哪个是犹太人呢。后来才知道，在 London 有很多很多的犹太区，我可以在那里传福音。那么我现在要分享就是我怎么样向他们传福音。我想我用一个故事介绍我怎么样向他们传福音。我们通常去敲门，每一家敲门，我不知道在高雄可不可以做这个传福音的工作。在英国是每一栋房子我们可以去敲门，代表地方教会去给他们一个福音单张的。那么我怎么知道是犹太人的家或者是英国人的家呢？每一个犹太人的家都有一个 masseuse， 等一下有一个展览，或者明天你可以再看，或者玩的时候你可以看，放在门槛上。今天的犹太人，每一个犹太人的家都跟着那个旧约 Old Testament 或者 Old Covenant， 他还没做就是生命记第六章，神说你把我的话语放在额头上、手臂上。今天的犹太人还是这样，你可以看那个照片，有一个一个犹太人的拉比，他这样。还有神说要把我的话语放在门槛上。那我们拍单张的时候，我们就看见有那个 masseuse， 就知道是犹太人的家了。其实我也告诉我的同工啊，跟我拍单张的同工，我有时候开门，我跟我的同工说，这个是中国人的家、华人的家。 我同事说为什么你会知道这个是华人家，我告诉你为什么，英国人家是很美丽的，我们那个大门口可以看见那个后边的花园的，如果花园没有花就是菠菜了瓜了，那些就是中国人的家华人的家，因为华人是很实际的，他们不会种花的就是种瓜的、啊、那么看见那些 Masusa 呢，我就知道是犹太的家，我们通常带很多单张，有日本的单张、华人的单、中文的单张，回教徒的单张，印度教的单张，我一直是说其实每一个 city 在 London 是一个很多民族的city 来城市来的，所以我们看见那个单张就知道犹太人，我就知道这个我宿舍就知道犹太人了。有一次我拍单张的时候，有一个老人家，他的名字叫 Lily， 他在门口打扫那个花园，我看不见他有没有宿舍，他很快就来接纳我，看我 Hello how are you 就跟我说，因为他这么快跑到我面前，我看不见有没有那个 Masusa， 我就给他一个给外邦人的单张。那那个时候是四月，那么外邦人什么单张呢，就是复活节的单张。那么我另外给犹太人是什么单张你知道吗，就是逾越节的单张，因为九月是就是逾越节羔羊，但是因为我看不见有没有那个没有他，我不知道他有没有那个 Masusa， 我就给复活节的单张给他。他就问我，你手上照的另外一张张跟这个不同，那个有一些好像犹太人的字在哪里，逾越节的字，他看见就一看就看见 Passover 这个字，他说那个什么意思，那么我就告诉他这个是给所有我们的犹太人的邻居啊跟朋友的，那么他就说我是犹太人我两张都要，那么我就给他犹太的单张。后来他看着我很好玩了，他就说我就问他，我下个礼拜再来看看你好吗，我要知道你给我意见这个单张你觉得怎么样。他说好好，你下个礼拜来，你下个礼拜来跟我喝茶。我就很高兴了，有茶喝啊，我知道犹太的茶跟英国人的茶不同，我忘记了我东公不是英国人啊，因为英国人的茶就是茶，没有东西吃的啊。那么犹太人的茶呢，有 sandwich 三文治了，有 bagel 了，很多东西吃的。那么我去的时候呢，就带另外单张，希望他再请我喝茶。那么我也是怎么说，我也 succeed， 我也是也是去的时候，他看了单张的时候，我给他另外单张，他也叫我再下个礼拜再来。那我要告诉你为什么呢，第一他把我好很喜欢我，因为我告诉他我的背景，因为我没有家人，他也没有家人，他所有的家人就在那个 Holocaust 大屠杀里边都过生，只是他一个人为生，所以他把我看着女儿一样，还有他跟我很好玩。那么我每一次都问他那个单张里边的圣经，他也很熟。后来我探了他两年的时间，后来他知道我在神学院读书的，他说 Sarah 你每一次来都是看单张，下次来我们谈一些比较更深入更 deeper 的意思。我说好啊，我们一起看圣经好吗。那么他想一想， OK 你可以，我们可以看圣经，不过一定是我的圣经，不是你的圣经。那么我说好，我不带我的圣经，我看你的圣经，因为他知道我要看新约的 New Testament， 他要看的没有新约的都是 Old Testament， 但是不要跟犹太人说 Old， 他们会说 How old， yeah， 就多久啊，他们只有一个圣经，就是那个 Torah。 那么我就跟他诗篇每一个礼拜跟他看诗篇，里边有很多那些 Messianic Psalms， 每一次跟他谈主耶稣。后来我去美国读书，在美国读书的时候，他常常写信给我，他比我的基督徒的朋友更好哈，很关心我。那么有一次我就写信，在美国快要毕业的时候，我就写信告诉他，我快要回来了。我回来的时候，你愿不愿意跟我看我的圣经，就是新约圣经？他说来了再谈，回来再谈。那么回来的时候，我第一个就去看他，那么我就是问他。我下次可以把我的圣经带来吗？他说 OK。 那么我就带了很大本的新旧约圣经，两样都有。我是说，我不是说新旧，我是希腊文跟希伯来文了。那么我就跟他看马太福音，他看到他第一次拿圣经的时候手是发抖的，他说我从来都没有拿着外邦人的圣经 Gentiles Bible。 那么我没有出声，我看他手不舒服。那么我们一直在头一第一次就看什么呢，看那个家谱， 他觉得很奇怪，他以为马太福音那个家谱是说 Tommy 啊 Jimmy 啊 Robert 啊，一看就是亚伯拉罕雅各以撒，就是他的自己的民族的，他觉得很奇怪。我们看了差不多三章圣经，他的邻居有一次打电话给我，他病了，他心脏病，那么我就立即的去医院看他，看可爱啊，他已经很70多岁，他他头脑很清醒，他把房间家里全部都清洁好了，在等着那个救伤车。你想到他这个那个 power， 他那个 strength， 他很有力量的。后来我去医院看他的时候，他已经昏迷了，他没有醒过来。那么那个巫师跟我说，他说你跟他说话了，他是可以听，可能听到你，因为最后没有的就是听的感觉。那么就跟他谈话，就是说莉莉，你还记得那些诗篇吗？说的我们的 Messiah Jesus， 他最爱你。那么我也跟他说马太福音里面的那个内容。他没有醒过来，我也不知道他有没有信耶稣，但是我心里边，他过生我很难过，很难过。但是有一个我的感谢神，就是神给我这个机会跟他传福音。我有两个要感谢神的，一个就是神给我这个背景，我可以跟他，他知道我跟他是可以了解他的孤单，因为他没有家人。另外我感谢神的是，我常常都还记得他说这些事情，这个故事给我，我这个要分享的。有一次我敲他的门的时候，还没有敲门他就开门了，他很 excited。他说 Sarah， 昨天有两个人来敲我的门，他们好像你一样那么 smart， 我每次看他都很 smart， 我喜欢穿衣服给他看的，等他一些 excitement。 那么他说他两个先生他们穿了个很 smart 的西装来，他们也是要跟我讲圣经。那么我就不出声啊，听他说他们也要跟我查经，好像你一样。那么他要查经，还有叫我买一本书叫《登台》，就是耶和华见证会那些人啦、啊。那么我心里边有一点紧张了，那么我也装着没有关系一样看他了。那么我就问 ，So what did you do？ 我说你怎么样做啊？他说他没有告诉那两个Jehovah Witnesses， 他自己说，他说我有 Sarah 了 ，I can't cope， 我不可以再请人吃茶喝茶了，一个已经够了哈。那么再一次我就感，因为我不会忘记为什么了，我学了很大的功课，犹太人需要圣经。如果我们不跟他们传的时候，还有其他人也要跟他们传他们的异端。今天在以色列有很多很多的不同的异端在里边，不同的宗教。我有一些犹太人，他们很喜欢佛教，有些也去他那个 New Age 思想。在英国 London 很多的犹太人，他们对自己的犹太教其实也有一些感到不满，怎么 satisfied， 他们就去找其他的思想，其他的去满足他们。我们知道唯有圣经才可以帮助他们。所以每一次我跟他们传福音的时候，请为我们祷告。好了，为什么我在这里？还有两分钟。我是每当我出去传福音的时候，做宣教的时候，那时候我十几岁，那时候没有人想到向跨文化人传福音的。我还记得很多的我的朋友常常跟我说 ，Sarah 子兰，你为什么不去中国？为什么不想到你自己的华人？我也不能够answer 他们，因为神很明明的呼召我去犹太人。那么我唯一可以回答他们的是，我还没有忘记我的华人。那么为什么在这里呢？我很深believe， 我相信哈，神跟亚伯拉罕立约，在创世纪第12章，他说我要祝福你的。那么我现在想着你们，我自己的华人教会，就是我希望神能祝福我们，我们能够宣传，我们更多的华人宣教士在祝福接班的神的子民，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。那么还有说，我们去怎么去祝福他呢？我要告诉你，如果我去祝福他们的时候，以我做宣教士的祝福，我是不可以祝福他们的。 为什么呢？我以为做宣教士，我可以请他们吃饭，他们去信耶稣，我可以给他们很好的学校，他们来学校，我们可以请他们做变成基督徒。后来我在犹太人里面侍奉的时候，我才知道犹太人吃饭，他的饭给我更美丽。为什么呢？他请我吃饭的时候有 champagne， 有 red wine 最好的。我请他吃饭的时候没有东西给他吃的，只是 soy sauce、chili sauce 跟 rice 啊，就是很平常的饭。我不可以给他们最好的东西，因为他们比我更有钱。还有犹太人有很好的学校，有很好的美好的老人院，很好的医院。我们基督教给什么他呢？不可以给什么。做那个帮助他们帮助不了，但是我们有一个福可以给他们的，就是福音。好了，就完了。每一次犹太人有困难的时候，他就跟我说 ：“Sarah， 请你为我祷告。”很多犹太人有很多心理的 depression， 很多这个问题。那么我也跟他说：“你可以祷告，你也可以祷告。”那么他们说 ：“Sarah， 我知道我可以祷告，但是我们的祷告是 long distance call， 你的祷告是 local call， 就是说他们的祷告要等很久才有，他们也不知道可以 long distance 长途电话，但是他觉得我的祷告。”很快神就会听了，因为他看见我的生命有一个活的神在里边，所以为我们祷告，希望我们能够把这个福音去祝福他们 bless the Abraham descendants of Abraham， 祝福他们，愿意他们很快的能够看见主耶稣就是他们的 Messiah， 很快以色列全家都要得救。那么现在在这里玩有一个 video 我请大家看的，就是讲到以色列的历史，等一下你看见的图片啊，有一些他们的受苦的图片。最后呢有几张就是不同的宣教士，也请你为这个宣教士祷告。我希望我盼望很快在这个图片里边，不单单是台北的蓝一鸣姊妹，香港的陈子兰宣教士啊，也有高雄的蹦蹦蹦蹦，我不知道是谁了，神可能在我们当中做护教的工作，好吗？请video。
Forgotten, not forsaken.Israel still in nature's night, forgotten, not forsaken, lost along their way, weeping for a former day. Forgotten, not forsaken, Israel blinded, waiting still. Forgotten, not forsaken.Are all they bring as they wait the coming king. Forsaken, not forgotten, the Messiah dies upon a tree.Forsaken, not forgotten, brings grace to all mankind, branches brought into the vine. But Israel is forgotten, the mystery misunderstood. Forgotten and forsaken, but church, you've also failed, so is Israel beyond the pale.
我们等的时候，我介绍一下今天的讲员哈。 在我们坐在里边有我们的以色列福音差会的他是那个 field director， 他是我们的总干事，在以色列地里边的做领袖。在或者我们明天再放了哈，时间的缘故，我们明天再做了。OK， 今天的主题有两个哈，就是以色列土地跟那个言语。那么我们很高兴请圣光神学院的老师吴牧师给我们做翻译，我们就把时间交给David 跟牧师。
I would like to welcome you.
我很欢迎你们
to the Holy Light Seminary.
欢迎你们到圣光神学院来。
I am very thankful for this opportunity given to me to be with you.
很高兴你，我也很高兴有这个机会。
And particularly for CWI in Taiwan and the Holy Light Seminary that put a lot of effort in these meetings.
也感谢台湾的这个以色列差会的同工，还有圣光神学院花了很多的心血来举办这个聚会。
In fact, I've never received such a great welcome.
我从来没有享受到这么丰盛的一个欢迎。
Since we have
这么热烈的欢迎。
Since we have arrived, there has always been every few hours firecracks.
我到的时候不断的就有这种鞭炮在欢迎我。
And if that's not enough, people on motorcycles are driving around with speaker announcing the meetings.
然后还有摩托车的车队哈在宣告我们今天晚上有这个聚会。
But honestly, I am very grateful and very thankful for this opportunity and this great welcome that we have received.
我真的很高兴能够有这样的机会跟大家来分享。
Before we begin talking about the restoration of the language and the land,
在我们还没有开始谈到以色列土地跟语言的复兴之前呢，
I would like to say just a few words about what God has done in my life.
我想要谈谈有关于我个人的一些生命的见证，个人的见证。
And use that as a way of introduction to our lectures.
让我用这个东西来做一个开始。
I am a Jewish Christian. I am a Jewish Christian.
我是一个犹太人的基督徒。
And as such, I am your brother in Christ.
因此，我就是你们在耶稣在基督里面的弟兄。
And the same way that God has saved you,
就好像上帝怎么样拯救了你们。
By His grace and through the blood of Christ,
靠着耶稣基督的恩典，靠着他的宝血。
In the same way, he has saved me as well.
他也同样的这样拯救了我。
I was not born in Taiwan.
我不是在台湾出生的。
But I was born in Israel.
我在以色列出生。
To both Jewish parents, both my father and my mother.
我父母亲都是以色列人。
And for many, many generations, both my parents were actually Iraqi Jews living in Iraq.
事实上我的父母亲有好几代都是伊拉克的 Iraq 伊拉克的犹太人。
And when the persecution against the Jews began, they had to leave Iraq.
因为当犹太人开始受逼迫的时候，他们就必须要离开搬到伊拉克。
And then the family was divided between part of the family went to Iran and the other part to Israel.
我们的家庭就被打散了，有些到伊拉克去，有些到伊朗。
So while I was born in Israel, from age of two, I grew up with my uncle and aunt in Iran.
所以虽然我是在以色列出生的，但是两岁、三岁的时候，我就到伊朗一个城市里面在那里长大。
I attended a Jewish school in Tehran, in Iran.
我就在Tehran, 伊朗这个 Tehran 这个地方来接受犹太人的学校的教育，犹太学校的教育。
On a very regular basis, we would always attend the synagogue.
就经常去会堂里面去聚会。
And then when the revolution in Iran started, the Islamic revolution at the end of 1977,
在1977年的时候，伊朗那边也有闹革命。
being an Israeli, I had to leave Iran.
所以啊，因为是以色列人，所以因着这样的革命，我又必须要离开伊朗。
And it was then that by God's grace, I ended up in the United States in San Diego. And
后来我就到了美国的圣地亚哥。
And then God opened my heart, and was converted.
上帝开了我的心窍啊，我就信主了。
Now I do like to just as a way of introduction, say a few words about restoration and what we would be doing these two nights.
我们这是我的一个简介。我们现在就开始谈到这个复兴的以色列的复兴。
Earlier we were singing that our God is an awesome God.
每一年我们都会唱，我们所信的神是一个awesome God, 一个荣耀的神。
And certainly our God is an awesome God.
当然我们的神是一个很可畏的神。
He's a great and wise God.
非常伟大，非常充满智慧的神。
And in part of His work of salvation,
他拯救的工作
，for the redemption of the whole world, the Jews and the Gentiles，
就是透过耶稣基督来拯救全世界拯救一些人的工作
，was planned even before the foundation of the world。
这样的一个救赎计划，在世界创立以前，他就已经计划好了。
And one of the things that is great about our God，
我们的神为什么这么伟大呢？
Is that he plans and executes everything perfectly?
因为他既然宣告，他既然说，然后他就照着计划来执行，非常完美的、完全的执行出来。
And his timing is always perfect as well.
他的时间也是最完美的时间。
Think about the time of the coming of Christ.
我们想一想，耶稣基督来的那个时间。
Obviously, it was the time according to the Old Testament prophecies that were fulfilled.
经常就是按照旧约里面那些先知的预言的时间来实现。
But also there was something even more interesting, another interesting thing that happened during that time.
但是除了旧约的预言里面，我们也看到那一段时间里面也有一些很重要、很有趣的事情发生在世界上。
And that was that before and during the time of Christ, the Romans were ruling in the world, in that part of the world.
就在耶稣基督出生的前后就是正好就是罗马帝国统治世界的时候。
Now it's interesting that the Romans made two main contributions to the civilization.
那我们看到罗马这个政权，他们对世界做了两大重要的贡献。
The first one was the Roman law.
第一个就是罗马的法律
，which even today some countries still their laws are based on the Roman law。
今天在很多的国家里面，他们的法律还是根据罗马的法律来制定的。
And the second contribution that they made was the fact that they made a lot of great and wonderful roads, land roads, as well as ship routes。
还有他们也做了一个很完整的一个公路跟海路的这种水路的系统。
And these two things paved the way for the gospel.
这两件事情就为了福音铺了很好的路。
The Roman law allowed all the Gentiles that had no idea about the law of God to understand something about the law.
那罗马法律就帮助那些对神完全不了解的外邦人，对他们对神的爱有一些基本的概念。
And the roads allowed the gospel, allowed the missionaries to take the gospel into all the parts of the world.
然后罗马的条条大路通罗马的这些路就能够让福音传到世界各地。
Jesus after his resurrection, he commanded his disciples.
耶稣基督死里复活以后，他就吩咐他的门徒。
To be his witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and in the remotest parts of the world.
要从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚，然后直到地极来做他的见证。
And the fact that there were great and safe roads allowed the gospel to go in these parts of the world.
那就是因为罗马有这种美好的这种道路的系统，所以就让他们能够把福音传出去了。
So God is a God that He works according to His perfect plan.
所以上帝是一个按照他的美好的旨意来行事的上帝。
But also he uses history and geography and everything else in this world to accomplish his good and perfect and acceptable will.
他也借着掌管世界的历史，掌管世界这种地理的发展，来成全他美好的计划。
Now our God is also in the business of restoration.
我们的神也是带来复兴的神。
Ever since Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve sinned,
当我们看到创世纪一开始的时候，亚当跟夏娃犯罪以后，
everything in the world and in history moves towards one thing.
世界的历史各方面就朝着一个方向发展。
And that is the redemption of the world.
就是神要救赎这个世界。
That's the main thing that it's the unites the Old and the New Testament.
这件事情就是把旧约跟新约整个连贯起来的一件重要的事情。
And in fact, history moves in one direction, moves forward.
事实上，历史只朝一个方向发展，往一个前面发展。
It's not circular, it has an end.
历史不是循环的，历史有一个终点。
And the scriptures tell us about that end.
圣经里面也告诉我们那个历史的终点。
So God is in the business of restoration.
所以神是一直在做这个复兴的工作。
And it's interesting to see something very similar to what we saw during the New Testament.
我们也可以看到新约里面也有同样的很类似的这样的一种情况。
In a different way happening also with the Jewish people.
甚至于也更深入的让我们看到也发生在犹太人的身上。
And that is the way that God has restored the Hebrew language.
也就是说，上帝既然恢复了希伯来语言，
and also the land of Israel.
也复兴了以色列的土地。
Now our God, we said a lot of things about our God.
我们可以说很说到很多有关于我们所信的神的事情。
But one thing that is also important about our God is that our God is a God of speech.
但是有一件很重要的事情，就是我们的神是一个说话的神。
In his great wisdom, he determined to communicate with us two words.
在他伟大的智慧里面，他就创造了我们，用他的话语就创造了我们。
Now, for better or for worse, we live in a society that is somewhat different.
不管是好或者是坏，我们是活在一个很不同的社会的里面。
We have become more and more a society of images.
我们变成越来越活在一种充满了形象的一个世界里面。
In fact, if you walk in your streets, you would see so many advertisements, so many images, and so many pictures running around in the streets.
In Iraq?
No, here.
你在这里可以看到好多好多在街上有好多好多不同的影像，不同的形象。
We see a lot of billboards and a lot of TV ads all over in the around us.
好多的人，好多的影像在我们的四周围。
And for the most part, we see the image, but we don't hear anything.
Sorry.
We usually see, but don't hear. There is no sound.
我们通常就是用眼睛看，可是我们的耳朵没有听。
But from the very beginning of creation, God spoke.
但是从上帝一创造一开始，他是说话的上帝。
He created everything by the power of His word.
他创造万物，就是透过他说的话。
In the third verse of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1,
在创世纪第一章第三节，
we read, "And God said, let there be light."
然后上帝说要有光。
And there was light.
光就出现。
And in the same way, He created the world to His word.
他同样的也是用这种说话的方式创造了整个世界。
And we can say that God literally spoke the world into being.
我们也可以，上帝一说出来话，事情就出现了。
But God wasn't silent after the creation.
即使在创造以后，上帝也不是沉默的。
He continued to speak, and He continues to speak also now.
他一直不断的说话，就是在现在，他还是在对我们说话。
Already in Genesis chapter 2, we continue after the creation, we read that it says that, "And God, the Lord God, commanded the man, saying."
第二章里面，我们就看到神就吩咐那人，他就说。
And after Adam and Eve sinned, God spoke with them.
亚当跟夏娃犯罪了以后，神又继续的对他们说
，asking them what they have done，
问他们说你们做了什么事
？And also biblical history, it's all about God's act on behalf of their people and speaking to their people.
整个圣经的历史就是上帝因为他的百姓的缘故，他有所作为，那然后他就说话。
He calls Abraham and Moses.
他呼召亚伯拉罕跟摩西。
He reveals himself to them through speaking.
他把他自己的心意向他们启示。
In fact, to show us that how close he was with Moses, how close he was to Moses.
我们可以看到他跟摩西多么亲近。
In Exodus 33 verse 11,
在出埃及记三十二章十一节
，we read that it says that thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face.As a man speaks to his friend.
他说神对摩西面对面说话好像人跟朋友说话一样。
The ultimate relationship of God with Moses as a friend was that he was speaking to him face to face.
他摩西神跟摩西这种亲密的关系是怎么表现出来就是他跟摩西面对面说话。
And then as we move forward in the history, we see again and again that God speaks to his prophets and to his people.By words.
我们如果再往下看的话，神一直用话语来对他的先知、对他的百姓说话。
And then when we move to the New Testament,
我们进到新约的时候
，the writer of the epistle to Hebrews,
那个希伯来书的作者
，opens up by saying this.
他就这么说
：Long ago and at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers, the prophets.But in these last days, He has spoken to us to His Son.
神在古时就用就多次多方的小预列祖，但是在这末世，他就借着耶稣基督来继续对我们说话。
So under the new covenant, God continues to speak to us to His Son.
所以在新约的到新约的时代里面，神继续透过他的儿子来对我们说话。
Whether God was angry.Or was satisfied with his people.
I'm sorry.
Whether God was angry or satisfied, or happy. Whether he was angry or happy.
不管神是高兴还是生气
he would reveal himself to people by speaking and by telling them.
他就是不断的来对他们说话
We remember the comforting word of Jesus to his disciples.
我们看到耶稣基督对门徒说的那种安慰的话。
When they were afraid that very soon he would be gone and they would be in this world by themselves.
当他们害怕的时候，耶稣基督就来到他们当中。
We can hear his comforting words to the disciples in John chapter 14.
在约翰第十章里面，我们就看到耶稣基督对那些门徒所说的安慰的话。
Where it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you.
你们心里不要忧愁，在我父的家里有许多的住处。如果没有的话，我早就告诉你们了。
So we see that our God is a God of communication and speech.
所以我们的神是一个沟通，是一个说话的神。
But God also spoke and speaks in a language that you and I can understand.
神也用一种我们都能够了解的语言来对我们说话。
That is the Hebrew language.
就是希伯来文。
God speaks to us in a human language that we can all understand.
神就是用一种人能够了解的语言来对我们说话。
And that's one thing that it's important about understanding the goodness of God.
那这个就是让我们能够了解神的美善的一种方法。听他讲话。
He speaks to us words that young and old, a child and a very old person, wherever we are, can understand them.
我们不管老少我们都可以来了解神的话。
However, God's word and language is used also at times as a blessing or a curse.
但是神的话有时候也用在祝福，有时候也用在咒诅上面。
In Genesis, we read about the evil of men.
在 创世纪里面我们也看到当人犯当人的恶有恶的时候
And one of the things that we read there in Genesis 11 verse 1
在创世纪十一章第一节
is that it says that now the whole earth had one language and the same words.
他那里讲到说那时候全地的语言都是一样的。
Believe it or not, there was a time that the whole world spoke one language.
你相不相信这个世界曾经都是用同一种语言
？And there was no need for translations.
所以我也不需要翻译了。
Thank you for translating. But something happened then.
但是某一些事情发生了。
Men build a tower they wanted to reach to God.
他们建造一座塔，希望能够通天。
And it was then that God confused their language and they started to speak in different languages.
就在那个时候，神就变了他们的口音，他们就开始讲不同的语言。
That's probably when the Chinese language was started.
可能中文就是那个时候开始出现的。
But it's interesting to note that it was because of man's evil that God brought from one language into many languages.
那我们要注意到，就是因为人的恶人的犯罪，所以神把一种语言变成不同的语言。
And since then, there's a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding because there are so many languages.
所以从人犯罪了以后我们就没有办法再好好的沟通了，有那么多的语言。
So we can see that in a sense, language was used as a curse.
所以我们可以从某一种角度来看，语言是用来咒诅。
But we've said that our God is also a God of restoration.
但是我们说过，我们的神也是一个恢复、一个复兴的神。
And it's interesting what happens in the New Testament in the day of the Pentecost.
我们看到在新约的时候，在五旬节那个时候，有很有趣的事情发生了。
Pentecost, of course, was one of the three festivals that God commanded His people.To come to Jerusalem to worship him.
五旬节当然是犹太人三大节期之一。这三大节期，他们都要到耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
And in that Pentecost, people from different parts of the Roman Empire gathered in Jerusalem for that celebration.
所以在五旬节那个时候，那个全人从各个地方都来到耶路撒冷聚集。
And then the Holy Spirit came upon the people.
然后圣灵就降临。
And Peter stood up.And started to speak.
然后人就开始讲话。
And while he was preaching, everybody heard him in their mother language.
然后当他们讲话的时候，每一个人听的都是他们的母语。
In the language of their heart and their head.
就是他们能够心里感受，脑筋能够明白的那个母语。
In fact, Acts 2 gives us the list, a long list of different people from different parts.That each heard the words of Peter in their language.
实际上，使徒行传那里列出很多不同的地方的人，用不同的语言就在那里聚集，都听到他们自己的母语。
And after Peter ends his sermon, people said, "Brothers, what shall we do to be saved?"
然后当彼得这样讲道完了以后，那些人就说，我们到底要怎么样行才能够得救？
And in that day, the scripture tells us 3,000 people were added to the church.
然后那个时候，我们看到圣经里面就让我们看到3000个人那时候就信主。
So we see how language was used by God to restore the curse and to make it into a blessing.
所以我们也看到神怎么样用语言把我们从咒诅来进到他的祝福的里面。
So language is not just a means of communication.
所以语言不只是一种沟通的工具
，but it's a tool in the hand of our God.
也是神手中的工具。
Now the importance and the influence of language.
有关于语言的这个影响跟它的重要性这方面
，is not only evident in our days.
I'm sorry.
It's not only seen in our days.
不只是我们现在能够感受到语言的影响跟重要性，不只是我们当代能够感受得到。
But it's seen throughout the history.
在历史上，我们都可以看到语言多么重要。
During the time of Reformation.
在改革的时代，宗教改革的时代。
Something interesting happened by Martin Luther, one of the reformers.
有一件有趣的事情啊，就在马丁路德这个改革家的身上啊出现了。
Even though as a Jewish person, I have a lot of reservations about Martin Luther.
啊，作为一个犹太人，我对马丁路德这家伙有一些保留。
But we can't neglect his great contribution not only to the Reformation, but also to the people of Germany.
但是他对改革啊这个的贡献，还有他对啊。德国人民的贡献，我们是没有办法去忽略的。
For the first time, he translated the Latin Bible into the German language.
他是第一个把那个拉丁文的圣经翻译成德文的人。
And as a result, he not only allowed the German people to read the Bible in their own language and to understand it.
所以就让德国的人民能够用他们自己的母语去读圣经，而且能够读得明白。
But up to that time, there were many different German dialects spoken in various parts of the German Empire.
然后在那之后，还有很多德国不同的方言在不同的地方流传。
But whenMartin Luther translated the Bible into the German language.
但是马丁路德把圣经翻译成德文的时候以后
he not only created, in a sense, the German, a new German language that everybody was able to communicate and be united.
他不断的是创造一种新的一种新的德国的语言，所有人都能够了解。
But he united also the German people.
他也是借着同时把整个德国联合起来。
Now something a lot more important in my view happened also with the Hebrew language.
然后从我的角度来看，还有一件更重大的事情更重要的事情发生。
Because the Hebrew language is in many ways a phenomenon.
就是有关于希伯来文的复兴，因为希伯来文复兴是一个近代历史的语言学里面一个很独特的现象。
Because while it's one of the oldest languages,
I'm sorry.
It is one of the oldest languages.
因为它是一个希伯来文本来是一个最古老的语言之一。
But for almost 2,000 years, it was a dead language.
几乎死掉2000年了。
It was a dead language in a sense that the Jewish people who were living in the diaspora in various parts of the world didn't speakThe Hebrew language.
所以分散在世界各地的犹太人在2000年当中没有再讲希伯来文。
They didn't speak the language. They didn't speak the language for two reasons.
他们为什么没有讲希伯来语？
有
两个理由。
The first and the most important thing was that they felt that the Hebrew language is a holy language.
因为第一点，他们认为希伯来文是一种很神圣的语言。
It's a language that God has spoken to us through it.
所以是一种神对我们说话的一种很神圣的语言。
And therefore, it should not be used for daily conversation.
所以不能够随便就在日常生活里面拿来讲。
And the second reason was that the Jewish people who are living in different parts of the world.
那第二个理由是因为犹太人分散在世界各地。
In order to survive, they had to learn the language and the culture of the country and the land in which they were living.
为了要在那个分散在各地的地方活下去，他们就必须要学当地的语言，学当地的文化。
So for almost 2,000 years, they didn't speak the Hebrew language.
所以将近有2000年，他们就没有再讲希伯来语。
But in God's plan, things started to change towards the end of the 18th century.
但是就在18世纪末期的时候，上帝的手就行了奇妙的事情。
That was the time that there was more and more Jewish people started to come.To the Promised Land as settlers.
那个时候就是越来越多的犹太人，他们回到自己的以色列土地然后在那里定居的时候。
And they started to populate the land of their fathers, the Promised Land.
他们就开始去耕耘耕耘他们祖先所留给他们的土地。
And then a man by the name of Eliezer ben Yehuda.
然后有一个叫做 Eliezer ben Yehuda， 就是犹大之子。以利亚撒，如果这么翻的话
，who was an immigrant living at the time in Jerusalem，
就是他那个时候就是回到耶路撒冷的一个
living in Jerusalem， yeah，
住在耶路撒冷。
He decided that he would start speaking Hebrew language at home and with his family。
他就决定他要开始用希伯来文来讲希伯来文，在家里面跟他们家人。
Because he was living in Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem, even then, there were many religious people, Jewish religious people.
因为他就住在耶路撒冷，而耶路撒冷那个时候也有很多 啊这种近前的啊这些犹太人。
They didn't like the idea. They didn't like the idea of speaking Hebrew.
啊他们也不太喜欢啊我觉得这个这样做不是很好。
But these Jewish settlers who have come from different parts of the diaspora,
啊但是当犹太人从各处被分散的地方又继续回到耶路撒冷的时候
who were living outside Jerusalem, they start to catch the vision of Eliezer.
啊对不起就是在各地还没有回到耶路撒冷分散在各地犹太人不是在耶路撒冷的犹太人他们就觉得这个观念非常好。
And in Tel Aviv and in other places, they started to speak the Hebrew language.
所以他们也开始在自己的家里面啊讲希伯来语。
And again, there were two things that motivated them to speak the language.
Two things to
motivated them to speak Hebrew.
Okay, 那有两件事情就让他们推动他们继续的讲希伯来语。
The first thing was that they didn't want, now that they have been freed,And have come to the promised land from the older diaspora.
第一件事情 I'm sorry.
Now that they have come from other countries.
他们从其他不同的国家 back to the Jerusalem.
Yes, back to Jerusalem and to the land of Israel.
他们就回到耶路撒冷来了。
They didn't want anymore to speak those foreign languages.
他们就不想再去讲那些他们在别的地方外国的地方讲的那些外国的语言
But they wanted to speak a language of their forefathers.
他们就希望能够讲他们祖先用的语言
But the other thing was that different people from different parts of the world that have come, they spoke different language.
另外一件事情就是不同的国家回来的人都讲不同的语言
But now that they were living so close to other, they needed one language in which they can communicate to each other.
以前是分散在各地，现在都住在一起，所以他们就需要有一种共同的语言能够彼此沟通。
So very soon, the Hebrew language started to become a spoken language.
所以很快的这个希伯来就变成通常普通会话的语言了。
And if you want, it was restored. It was restored.
所以这个语言就被复兴了。
And interesting enough, the first Hebrew school, Ulpan, as we call it in Hebrew,
第一个希伯来人的学校
the first language school, Hebrew language school,
right? Yeah.
Started in a city called Rishon Lezion,
就是在一个叫做 Rishon Lezion 的这个城市
，which means first to Zion.
这个意思是说第一个。到西安的人
And that's the city where the CWI Israel Hagefen offices are located now.
那个地方就是 I'm sorry,
the offices of CWI in Israel is in that city. Rishon Lezion. The offices.
那个地方就成为这个城市的一个的办公室就是在这个地方后来就设了一个办公室在这个地方
So we see that the Hebrew language was restored
所以我们看到希伯来文就这样被复兴了
And as a result the Hebrew language became a language that people in Israel and other Jewish people in some parts of the world speak it
所以渐渐的这个希伯来文就成为以色列还有世界各地犹太人社区的共用的语言
Now the modern Hebrew is very similar to the biblical Hebrew
现代希伯来人跟圣经的希伯来人是很相像的。
The alphabet is the same.
字母都一样。
But the grammar has changed dramatically, and also many words have a different meaning now.
但是文法有一些改变，然后有一些字的意思也不一样了。
So much that today, when an average Israeli reads the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, he doesn't understand much of what he reads.
有一些人现在他们如果读现代希伯来文的用现代希伯来文的人他们读圣经的希伯来文的时候有时候就不太能够了解圣经里面讲些什么
So we see that when God restored the language
所以当我们看到神复兴这个语言的时候
He paved the way
他就铺了一条路
For the gospel to be reached out to the Jewish people
让福音能够传到以色列人当中
We're going to take a 5-minute break.
我们休息五分钟。
So you can see the video that we weren't able to see. Hopefully it's working now.
希望这当中我们可以看刚刚没有看完的这个。
And then we will talk about restoration of the land.
然后我们会谈到这个土地的复兴。
Should we wait here?
Maybe we sit down.
Garden not forsaken, Israel still in nature's night. Forgotten not forsaken.Lost along their way, weeping for a former day. Forgotten, not forsaken. Israel blinded, waiting still. Forgotten, not forsaken. Their deeds are all they bring as they wait their coming king. Israel blinded, waiting still.
我们开始下半堂了，我们把那个录像停下来好吗？我们刚刚在讲的时候，我们请在外头的弟兄姊妹，我们可以就坐，我们要开始第二堂土地的复兴。在你们的讲义，土地的复兴是在第一页，刚刚我们讲语言的复兴是在第三页。那个讲义的次序把它颠倒了所以我们现在开始讲土地的复兴的时候是在第一页第一页。好，请外头的弟兄姊妹，我们再过30秒钟我们就开始了让我们先一起做个祷告还没有就坐的弟兄姊妹就坐，然后我们一起做个祷告。全能的上帝，我们感谢赞美你今天你还是继续的对我们说话，你让我们看到你全能的计划，万事万物都按照你的计划在进行。我们感谢你，让我们这一群卑微的人能够在你这么伟大的计划里面有份你今天晚上还要继续的来对我们说话。主，我们愿意把我们的生命再次奉献在你的手中求主你帮助我们，让我们继续听你的话，有一个顺服你的心，所以我们能够用我们的生命来配合你的计划，让我们的生命能够在你的旨意当中不但得到你的救赎，而且更能够领受你的呼召，能够活出你在我们身上一生的呼召，一生美好的计划。我们谢谢你，也继续与我们同在，与讲员同在，让讲的听的都能够同被一个灵感。我们谢谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
I think most of us don't like surprises.
Most of us
don't like surprises. Surprise.
Oh,
surprise.
Most of us don't like surprises.
Surprises, yeah.
你们都不喜欢惊喜吗？
And there was a surprise in the sense that the order of the lectures in your handbook was started with the land and then the language, and we of course changed the order.
I just explained that to them.
Okay, great.
就是我们这个我们很抱歉，刚刚那个次序没有事先讲清楚，所以弟兄姊妹没有翻到第三页
As we continue to talk about the restoration of the land,
当我们继续谈到土地的复兴的时候
I want you to think about the great plan of God.
我希望你们能够想到上帝的这个伟大的计划
This morning, as part of the great welcoming that I mentioned earlier,
今天早上当我刚刚讲到我接受这种很热烈的欢迎的时候
Mrs. Susan Yu, the Vice President of the Seminary,
我们神学院的副院长由副院长
took us around the city a little bit to show us.
他就带我们到城市里面去逛高雄市去逛
And one of the places that we visited was some of the temples that you have here.
我们就看到一些庙
And of course, we also visited the relatively famous temple of Confucius.
我们也去看了那个孔庙
who, as you know, was born in 551 BC.
当然你们都知道是在 2500年前生的孔子哈。
And for 2,500 years, he has had a lot of followers.
在这2500年啊下来啊，他有很多跟随他的孔子的信徒。
And he's considered a sage and a great and wise guy and a man and a philosopher.
我们都知道他是一个非常聪明、非常伟大的一个哲学家、一个老师。
But when we think about his writings,
但是当我们想到他的著作的时候
，they are nothing comparing to the wisdom of God.
跟上帝的话语实在没有办法相比。
And we see the wisdom of God in at least four things.
上帝这种智慧的话语这么样伟大，我们可以看到四件事情。
The first thing that we find God's wisdom is in His Word.
上帝的智慧我们可以从四个方面来发现，一个就是圣经。
If you want to be wise,
所以如果你要聪明一点的话
，read your Bible,
好好读圣经吧。
And of course, the second thing that we find God's wisdom
第二件我们可以在那里找到上帝的智慧呢
，is His creation,
就是他的创造。
As we walk around and as we travel and as we see things,
当我们旅行、当我们观看的时候
，whether it's the deep oceans of the or the great mountains,
不管是深深的海洋或者是高高的山
，and everything in between them,
高山海洋当中一切的事情、一切的造物
，tells us about God's great wisdom,
都告诉我们上帝伟大的智慧。
The third thing that tells us something about God's great wisdom,
第三件让我们看到上帝伟大智慧的是什么
？And also His sense of humor,
我们用幽默的方式来讲哈
，is that He has saved you and I,
他居然拯救了你跟我。
And as we know, and as we look at our own lives,
我们想想看我们自己，我们的生命
，we know that we weren't looking for God.We know that we weren't looking for him.
我们都知道我们没有去寻求上帝。
But he looked for us and gave his son for us.
是他来找我们，把他的儿子赐给我们。
And the fourth thing that we see his great wisdom.
第四个我们看到上帝伟大的智慧在哪里呢
？Is in history and geography.
就是在历史、在地理里面。
And I think that as we would look again into the restoration of land now.
我们现在当我们开始看到土地的复兴的时候
，In the history we would see God's great wisdom again.
我们就可以从这个历史里面看到上帝伟大的智慧。
Now we know that land always plays an important role in our lives.
我们知道土地在我们的生命当中经常扮演一个很重要的角色。
I live in the part of the world that there is wars over and over for land.
我住在那个土地，就是经常就是为了土地在那里争夺的一个地方。
And while many believe that if we can find a solution to the land between the Israelis and Palestinians, there would be peace.
我们如果能够在这个以色列跟巴勒斯坦的这个土地之争找到一个解决方向的话，我们就可以住在就可以平安居住了。
I personally don't think that the land is the problem of the Middle East.
一般都有这种讲法。但是我认为这个土地不是这个争斗的基本的主要的原因。
But we are not here to talk about politics.
我们在这里不谈政治哈。
But we to talk about something that is very fascinated, and that is the land.
我们是在谈到一件很有趣、很难理解的很吸引人的一个事情，就是土地。
Now earlier we saw that the language played an important part in God's plan of salvation.
上帝整个救赎计划里面，土地也扮演一个很重要的角色。
But we also see that the land also has important part in God's economy.
不但是在救赎的计划里面，在上帝的整个统管的底下的设立的底下，土地也是很重要。
We saw that from the very beginning when God created Adam and Eve, He spoke to them.
当我们看到一开始上帝也创造亚当夏娃的时候，他就对他们说
：“But also when God created Adam and Eve, He placed them in a very specific land, a garden.
上帝不但对他们说话，而且把他们安置在一个很美的伊甸园里面。
It was a choice territory, the most expensive piece of property in the whole world.
那个地方哈是经过拣选的全世界物价地价最高的一个地方。
It had four rivers and full of beautiful trees, including the tree of life.
有四条河然后还有很多很多美好的树木。
And between Adam and Eve sinned,
但是亚当跟夏娃犯罪以后。
God kicked them out of that piece of land.
上帝就把他们从那块地上赶逐出去。
But he didn't send them out without restoring them in one sense.
Without
restoring them.
但是他们真的把他们赶出去，可是他们上帝还是希望能够复兴他们。
If you remember when they sinned, they tried to cover themselves with fig leaves.
你还记得当他们犯罪以后，他们就想拿那个无花果树的叶子来遮身。
But before God sends them out, He covers them with skin.
但是上帝把他们赶出去了以后，他是用皮来遮盖他们的身体。
Skin of animal, of course.
当然就是动物的皮。
Something that was more lasting.
就是能够比较持久的。
But also something that pointed, I think, to God's great plan of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ.
但是也是更这个皮衣也是更指向上帝更伟大的计划，就是他的儿子耶稣基督要我们牺牲流血做祭牲这件事情来拯救我们。
Because in order for God to provide that animal skin, in order for God to provide that animal skin,
因为神如果要供应这个皮。这个皮衣的话
，blood had to be shed，
就必须要流血。
And that blood points also to the blood of Christ that one day would bring salvation to us。
那个血也是预表耶稣基督要我们所流的救赎的血。
And as we move forward in the history，
我们如果在历史再往前推
，just like the language， we see also that the land played a major part。
不只是语言让我们更看到土地的重要性。
When God calls Abraham,
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
，He says to him, "Go from your land into a land that I will show you."
他说你要离开你的本地，到一个我所要指示你的地区。
We find that, of course, in that call in Genesis chapter 12.
当然我们知道这是在创世纪十二章。
And Abraham, of course, was the beginning of the history of the people of Israel.
当然我们也知道亚伯拉罕都就是开始了以色列的历史。
So just like Adam and Eve, when God calls Abraham,
就好像他呼召他对亚当夏娃说好像他也呼召了亚伯拉罕。
He brings him into a very specific piece of land.
他把亚伯拉罕带到一个很特殊的一个特定的土地。
A land that had very well-defined borders.
那土地也是有规划好的一个边界。
And as he said to Moses, it is a good land.
然后他又对摩西说，那是一个好的土地。
And then it says also that it was a land flowing with milk and honey.
就是牛奶与蜜之地。
And those two things, milk and honey,
就到这个牛奶与蜜之地。
Represent both the farming and the agriculture.
也就代表那个地方是农业的地方。
Which at that time were the main source of living for the people.
所以这个也成为他们人民生活的一个最主要的这种来源。
So God brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, a good land.
所以神就把他们带到这个牛奶与蜜之地，好的土地。
By the way, today many Israelis wish that the land wasn't flowing with milk and honey, but with oil.
但是以色列人他们希望什么？他们希望不要牛奶与蜜，他们希望流那个石油啊。
Just like some of our Arab countries, that they have so much oil. But this was the land that God gave to Abraham when He called him.
但是这个就是上帝赐给亚伯拉罕的土地。当上帝呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
，And as we read the history of the people of Israel, we see how God Himself conquered that land for them as they came. God conquered the land for them.
上帝也为了他们的缘故征服了那块土地。
when they crossed miraculously the Jordan River,
在约旦河里面啊就有这种神迹。
And they came to the first city,
他们到了第一座城市。
The city of Jericho,
就是耶利哥城。
Here were the people of Israel,
以色列人就到这个地方。
That for 400 years they were slaves in the land of Egypt.
在过去400年他们一直在埃及做奴隶。
And if that was not enough, they were wandering in the wilderness for another 40 years.
不只是这个样子，还40年在旷野里面漂流。
And you can imagine exhausted and tired they come to the promised land.
我们可以想象他们要进入那个应许之地的时候是非常疲累。
And they are standing before Jericho, which was one of the most fortified cities in Canaan.
他们也很害怕，因为耶利哥是一个最坚固的，在当时是一个最坚固的城市。
They didn't have any arms, weapons.
他们也没有什么武器。
They didn't have anyone to train them with the military.
也没有人训练他们怎么打仗。
And yet God literally falls and gives the city into their hands.
但是神真的是他们手无寸铁的，就为他们征服了耶利哥城。
They did the only thing they could do.
他们只做一件他们能够做的事情。
As God commanded them, they walked around the city, the walls of the city.
就是按照神的吩咐在城里面城外绕。
And they blow in their shofars, in their trumpet.
然后吹角。
And the city fell into their hands.
耶利哥就倒塌落到他们手中了。
And in this way, God gave them the gift of the land as He has promised to Abraham.
所以神就用这种方式照他所应许的把这块土地给了他们。
In the book of Joshua, we read how they conquered the land.
在耶稣亚记里面我们看到他们怎么样征服了这些土地。
In the first 12 chapters, and then in the next 12 chapters, we read how the land was divided between the 12 tribes.
在第一章到十二章讲到他们怎么征服那些地，然后十三章到二十四章就讲到他们怎么样去分配这些土地。
But just like Adam and Eve,
但就好像亚当跟夏娃一样。
When they continued to disobey God,
他们会不会继续来顺服上帝呢
？When we continue to disobey God,
我们愿不愿意顺服上帝呢
？God sent us to exile,
所以因为他们不顺服，神就把他们让他们被掳。
He took the land away from us.
他把他所应许给他们土地拿回来。
So we see that the significance of the land,
the
significant of land.
所以我们就可以看到土地的重要性。
Is seen both to Adam and Abraham and the people of Israel.
我们可以从他是亚当亚伯拉罕以色列人身上看到土地的重要性。
But land was also important, not just for the people of God, but also for God Himself.
土地不只是对神的百姓是重要，对上帝自己本身也是很重要。
God Himself chose a place to dwell on earth.
上帝他选择一块土地让他能够住在地上。
In 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 36,
列王记上11章36节，
As God is speaking about David, he said these words.
他是对大卫说的这些话。
Yet to his son I will give one tribe that David my servant may always have a lamb before me in Jerusalem, the city where I have chosen to put my name.
在他的子孙当中我要选择一个名在那里就立为在耶路撒冷那里作为立为我名的一个居所列王记上11章36节。
And of course we also know that our Lord was born in a certain piece of land and he lived in a certain place.
当然我们也知道我们的主他也是生在一个地方然后住在那个地方住在那块土地上面。
But the relationship of God and land and people,
所以上帝跟土地跟人民之间的关系
doesn't end with the New Testament era.
不只是在不只在没有终止在新约这个时代。
Also in future, in the eternity.
当我们进到永远的时候
，As we saw earlier, Jesus in John chapter 14.
就好像刚刚我们在约翰福音14章里面谈到的。
He tells us that he's going to prepare a place for us so that we would be with him.
所以他说他为我们预备了一个地方啊，让我们能够一起到那里去。
He says, "In my father's house are many mansions or many homes."
在我父亲的家里面有很多住处。
But also in the book of Revelation.
那么在启示录里面
，the last book of the Bible.
就是圣经里面的最后一本书
，that talks about eternity and about future things.
啊，这里是谈到永恒啊，谈到未来的事情。
In chapter 3 verse 12.
在启示录三章十二节
，we read these words.
让我们看到这些话。
The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
得胜的，我要让他们在我的神殿中做做柱子。
Never shall he go out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God.
有没有谁那个帮我们念一下好不好？启示录三章十二节
，Revelation 3:12。
翻到了，大声念一下哈，让大家听到。谢谢，
谢谢。
Thank you，
老大。
So we see the importance of the land from the very beginning to the very end。
所以我们看到这个土地从一开始到结束都有它的重要性。
But there's one thing more interesting。
还有一件更有趣的事情。
And that is that the land never stands in and of itself。
就是这个土地不是自己单独存在的。
It has always been, and it would always continue to be connected to people.
这个土地一直都是跟上面的居民，过去是这个样子，未来也是一样，跟上面的人住的人民是相关的，有关系的。
What gives the land value is the people that live in it.
所以那块土地的价值是在乎住在上面的那些人。
And it's true even today in our times.
甚至在我们到现在的时代
，In most cities, the more expensive part of the city，
那些比较房地产房价比较贵的地区哈
，is expensive because certain kind of people live in that part。
为什么那么贵？因为就是有某一些人不一样的人住在那个地方，让那个地价比较贵。
And those who live there give it its value。
人住在那里。什么样的人住在那里，就增加那个土地的价值。
So also biblically speaking，
所以圣经也是这个样子。
Land has no value in and of itself，
土地本身没有什么价值。
Certainly not a spiritual value， not a spiritual value， it doesn't have any value。
我们不是去把它灵异化哈，不是把这个事情灵异化。
And always when we read the reference to land， it's always connected to people。
但这个土地常常就是跟那个人民有关系的。
In fact, land and people were so much connected，
土地跟人民这么样紧密的连接在一起
，that often the blessing of God upon the people was also upon the land， but also the curse。
所以神的祝福跟咒诅在对那块土地的祝福跟咒诅，往往跟那上面的住的人有关系的。
When the people of Israel were obedient to God, the land was also fruitful.
如果那上面的人他们顺服神的时候，那个土地就会肥沃，就会很好。
When the people were joyful,
那人民就会很欢乐。
Also, the land was joyful, as we read in Joel chapter 2, verse 21.
那个土地也会跟着欢乐。
And when the people were in pain，
如果人痛苦的话
，we read also that the land was in pain，
那个土地也会跟着难受。
As we find that in Micah chapter 1 verse 9，
弥迦书第一章第九节就是这么说的。
So we see that again and again the land and the people。Are two entities that are not inseparable.
所以我们就一而再、再而三的看到土地跟人民是两个不能够分割的整体。
And the identity of two are knit and together.
两个纠结在一起的。
And it's interesting that the English language picks up on that.
事实上，英文 英文的这个语言 也让我们看到这种啊这种现象这种情况。
But only when it comes to the people of Israel and the land of Israel. When it comes to the people and the land of Israel.
就当他们啊、人来到以色列的啊、土地的时候。
In any other country.
在其他的国家。
The land and the people have a little bit of different names.
那个在别的国家哈，人就说在其他的国家哈。人民跟土地哈，那个两个名字在英文的表达里面，两个名字往往不一样。
We talk about the land of Taiwan and the people is the Taiwanese people.
我们讲到台湾这块土地，还有台湾人。
We talk about Finland and the Finnish people.
这个台湾跟 Taiwanese 啊，在英文里面是不啊两个不一样的字。那个芬兰跟跟芬兰人啊，两个英文也不一样。
But only when we talk about Israel, we talk about the land of Israel and the people of Israel.
但是，在英文里面哈，他讲到以色列这个名字，也可以用在，也可以指土地，也可以指人民。
So we see again and again the connection of the land and the people.
所以我们啊，再一而再，再而三的看到土地跟人民啊的紧密的关系。
And we know that God's interest has always been.
那上帝所感兴趣的一直都是什么呢
?With people.
就是人。
Just as Jesus said about the Sabbath, that Sabbath was created for man and not vice versa.
就好像耶稣基督讲到安息日的时候他说安息日是为人设立的而不人不是为安息日设立的。
In the same way, we can say that land was given to man and not vice versa.
我们也可以说是上帝把土地赐给人。而不是人把人啊赐给土地。
Now the other thing that it's important to note is the land was always given as a gift.
啊，然后我们更重要要看到这个土地哈，就是一个礼物，一个白白送给我们的礼物。
But not just as a gift.
啊，但是也不只是一个礼物。
But as a chosen gift.
而是一个经过特选的礼物。
In other words, Adam and Eve didn't choose where to live.
也可以说亚当跟夏娃他们没有选择要住在哪里
God put them where he did.
而是神就选了那个地方把他们放在那里
When God called Abraham,
当上帝呼召亚伯兰的时候
He didn't say you have three choices, which one would you like?
他没有跟亚伯兰说、哦、你这里 有这些选择你要选哪一个
But he said go to the land that I will show you.
而是上帝老早就选好了要到那一块我所指示你的地去
And also the same was, of course, with the people of Israel who came to fulfill the promise given to Abraham.
所以以色列土地也是这种情况。
The land was a gift because of God's covenant and faithfulness to His promises.
以色列土地会赐给他们，就是因为根据神给以色列人的应许。
Now we said already that while the land has a lot of importance in the Old Testament.
我们已经谈过很多为什么土地在旧约里面有这么多的这么重要。
We saw the importance of the land also in the New Testament.
我们也可以在新约里面看到土地的重要性。
When we see that Christ was talking about the land and the people of Israel.
当我们看到耶稣基督谈到以色列的人民跟土地的时候。
Again, there was connection there.
这当中也是有连结。
While people of Israel were disobedient to God throughout the history,
当以色列百姓不顺服神的时候
，yet God remained faithful to them.
神还是对他们信实。
And through His promises,
透过他对他们的应许
，He gave us Christ.
他就给了我们基督。
From the same people that were disobedient to God,
他同样。把耶稣基督给那些不顺服他的百姓。
But also in the same land in which people disobeyed God.
也是但是那个土地还是一样上帝本来预定给他们的土地还是一样。
So again and again, we see the importance of the land and the connection to the people.
所以我们又可以看到那个土地跟那个土地相关的那些人民的重要性。
Now, why land has an important place in our lives?
为什么土地在我们生命当中那么样的重要？
And we need each one of us somewhere to live in, a piece of land to live in.
我们每一个人都需要有一块安身之地哈。
Yet those of us who belong to Christ, those of us who belong to Christ, those of us who are Christians,
我们这些属耶稣基督的人呢？
Need to set our eyes in the heavenly land.
我们必须要把我们的眼光放在那个天上的土地。
Not an earthly one.
而不是地上的土地。
Abraham, that we talked about him already.
亚伯拉罕，我们早先谈到的亚伯拉罕。
Had very little knowledge of God and His plan of salvation, relatively. He knew very little about God's plan of salvation.
他知道上帝的救赎的计划。
And yet the writer of Hebrews, the writer of the book of Hebrews,
希伯来书的作者
tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10,
在希伯来书十一章第十节这样告诉我们
that Abraham by faith was looking forward to a city that its foundation and its designer and builder is God.
他说亚伯拉罕的信心是在一座那个未来的城市啊。
So why God promised the land to Abraham?
所以神应许给亚伯拉罕的土地是
a physical land,
是一个物质的土地。
Yet Abraham's eyes were upon a different kind of land.
但是亚伯拉罕他的眼光看的是一个不一样的土地。
A heavenly land,
就是天上的土地。
And this is the kind of land that you and I need and should set our eyes upon.
这个也是我们的眼光必须要去看到的土地。
And as Paul says,
就好像保罗所说的
，Our citizenship is not in this world.
我们的身份，我们不是这个地上的国民。
But it's in heaven for which we wait for the coming of our Savior.
而是天上的国民，我们等候救主。
And as we saw again, Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us in that heavenly place.
我们也说过，耶稣基督他已经去了，为我们预备天上的居所。
A new heaven and a new earth, the new Jerusalem.
一个新天新地，新耶路撒冷。
So we see that God in His sovereignty.
所以我们看到上帝在他的全能的旨意的里面。
And His great plan of salvation,
在他伟大的救赎的计划当中
，and with an amazing wisdom,
又借着他奇妙的智慧
，has restored the Hebrew language,
已经恢复了希伯来语
，and has restored the land of Israel in 1948,
也在1948年复兴了以色列这块土地。
And has allowed the Jewish people who are scattered to come into that piece of land.
让这些分散的犹太人能够回到这块土地。
And again, it's interesting that in His wisdom,
也在他的这个智慧的里面。
And in His timing,
在他的时间当中
，the worst period in the history of the Jewish people. The time in the history.
以色列人最糟糕的那段时期
，the Second World War and the Holocaust，
也就是二次大战他们受大屠杀的那段时期
，paved the way for the land of Israel to become the state of Israel and Israel to be established。
这些苦难都为了以色列这块土地的复兴为了让他们能够回归然后神的复兴来铺路。
And once again, the language and the land working together.
所以我们就再次看到土地跟语言两个一起合作。
Has paved the way.
这两个一起合作来铺路。
Just as it was during the New Testament, as we saw at the beginning of our talk.
就像我们在新约里面看到的情况一样。
For the gospel to come to the Jewish people.
让福音能够传给以色列人。
And now that there is a common language, now that we have a common language,
现在我们有一个共同的语言。
That the gospel can be communicated,
所以福音就可以很容易的沟通出去。
And also we are living in a small piece of land, concentrated and living together.
我们也在一块啊小小的土地上面啊密集的大家住在一起。
A more focused work of the gospel is being done in Israel.
所以我们也能够更啊集中的啊啊把在这块地方把福这块土地上面把福音传出去。
And as a result, we are seeing a greater number of Jewish people coming to faith in the Lord and Messiah.
我们也可以看到有越来越多的犹太人啊，他们啊来接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
So I'm not the only one standing before you as a Jewish Christian.
所以我并不是唯一哈犹太人成为基督徒的。
There are many more like me.
有很多很多跟我一样的。
But there is a lot more work that needs to be done.
但是我们还有很多工作需要去做。
And I do hope that as you go home,
啊，当你们回家的时候，
you would continue to pray for the salvation of the people of Israel.
请你们继续为以色列人的得救来祷告。
And that you would come back tomorrow night to hear about the restoration of the people and also Christ in Passover.
然后明天我们就可以谈到啊，这个人啊，人民的复兴，还有怎么样过，他们现在怎么样过逾越节。
Thank you.
谢谢。
弟兄姊妹平安，很感谢啊，众位牧长、众位弟兄姐妹来参加今天晚上的特会。我是以色列福音差会台北小组的召集人哈，那就是非常紧张、非常焦虑的召集哈。那我们以色列福音差会在我们台湾并没有成立社团哈，所以我们台北小组啊，实际上就是有一些不同教会的弟兄姐妹，他们对犹太人的福音事工有负担，那我们就主动的聚在一起，然后来为了这个犹太的福音事工，我们尽一点力啊。那全部都是来自各教会的志工啊，都是弟兄姐妹义务性的参与。那我们这个华人呢，除了刚才做见证这个陈子兰宣教士以外哈，在香港还有另外有三位。